The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The cyber crooks aren't giving up, and they're getting rich.
Game Over Zeus is the most sophisticated and damaging botnet we have ever encountered.
More after this from Charlie. They are the latest computer nightmares, Game Over Zeus and Crypto Locker.
Game Over Zeus has secretly diverted millions of dollars to bank accounts of criminals across the globe, while Crypto Locker, a ransomware scheme, has shut out hundreds of thousands of users from their own computers and data and demanded that victims pay to get access back to their own machines and their own information.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General James Cole says Crypto Locker alone has infected more than 120,000 computers, including a Massachusetts police department, which ended up paying a $750 ransom to recover case files and mugshots.
In its first 2 months of operation alone, it has been estimated that the criminals behind Crypto Locker collected over $27 million in ransom payments.
As for the program Game Over Zeus, it steals bank account numbers and passwords and costs one Florida bank nearly $7 million through an unauthorized wire transfer. Federal prosecutors have now charged a 30-year-old Russian by the name of Evgeny Bogachev, also known as Lucky 12345, with running these two hacking schemes and stealing more than $100 million from victims in the U.S.
These crimes have earned Bogachev a place on the list of the world's most wanted cyber criminals.
And even though the FBI has managed to shut down Bogachev's computer network, true to his name, Lucky 12345 remains in Russia with no way for the U.S. to arrest him. You know, it occurs to me that a certain Edward Snowden is in Russia. He seems to have a pretty thorough knowledge of surveillance and a lot of time to kill, and he is in need of redemption. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.